Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Samuel, Week 9. The organic building up of the Church as the body of Christ through the process of spiritual metabolism according to the believer's inner experience of the indwelling Christ. Wednesday related verses. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 18 and 16. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. Verse 16, but whenever their heart turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. John chapter 6, verses 51 and 57. I am the living bread which came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever, and the bread which I will give is my flesh, given for the life of the world. Verse 57. As the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also shall live because of me. John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39. Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes into me, as the scripture said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. But this he said concerning the Spirit, whom those who believed into him were about to receive. For the Spirit was not yet, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. Related reading. God's building himself in Christ into our being is through the metabolic process of transformation. Because Christ is the Spirit, he can dwell in us, and we can fellowship with him in our spirit. We should look to him, behold him, and reflect him, opening to him the three layers of our being, our spirit, our heart, and our mouth. Then we will spontaneously reflect him as a mirror and gradually be transformed into his glorious image from glory to glory. As a result, we will have the same image that he has. This is all together from the Lord, the Spirit. When we look unto him, he impresses himself into our being. Then we become his reflection. Transformation is a metabolic process that changes us by adding some new element into our being and discharging the old element. This is illustrated by one's having a healthy complexion through the proper daily eating, digesting, and assimilating of food. This healthy appearance is the result not of cosmetics, but of nourishment. In like manner, we need to receive spiritual nourishment day by day. This nourishment will supply a new element and then cause the old things to be carried away. Gradually, we will grow, change, and mature. God's economy is just to work himself into us that we may experience such a metabolic process of spiritual digestion and assimilation that produces a gradual, intrinsic change in life. God's building himself into our being is altogether an organic matter. In order for such a building to take place, we We need to receive, digest, and assimilate an organic element. Our spiritual food and drink is the organic pneumatic Christ, the Christ who is the life-giving spirit. When we enjoy the now Christ by eating, drinking, and breathing him, a metabolic process, a spiritual digestion and metabolism takes place within us. Through this metabolic process, Christ is constituted into our being. This constitution is the building. Christ, therefore, is building himself into us as our inner constitution. The issue of such a building is that we become a very particular class of people, the members of the body of Christ. Whenever we gather together, we are the church of God. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, the Lord Jesus said, "I will build my church." Christ builds the church by supplying us with spiritual drink and by feeding us with spiritual food, which are uniquely himself as the Spirit. In different kinds of meetings, we endeavor to minister Christ into the saints as their spiritual food and drink. The more we receive Christ in this way, the more we will experience the inner spiritual metabolism. This metabolism is transformation, and transformation is the building. This organic building up of the church as the body of Christ through the process of spiritual metabolism is actually what Jehovah prophesied to David in the way of typology in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 12 through 14a. It is only through this process that something human, the human seed, can become divine, the sons of God. In typology, God prophesied to David regarding this when he told David that his seed would be God's son. This indicates that a human seed would become a divine son. This is what we are experiencing today. Therefore, we, the believers in Christ, are a very particular and peculiar people, a precious treasure in the eyes of God.